The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If it calls them gods, to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Jeremiah said, "The Lord is by my side, a mighty champion. I will not be afraid." The Lord is by my side, a mighty what? Champion. Do you know the song, "Rain Lord, Oh Rain Lord"? You know it? Can we sing it together? If you do. "Rain Lord, Oh Rain Lord, Rain, Master Jesus, rain. Rain your spirit, Lord, in my heart. Rain, Master Jesus, rain." Have you heard that before? Okay, let's sing it together. Let's try. "Rain, Lord, oh, rain, Lord. Rain, Master Jesus, rain. Rain your spirit, Lord, in my heart. Rain, Master Jesus, rain." One more time. "Oh, rain, Lord, oh, rain, Lord. Rain, Master Jesus, rain. Rain your spirit, Lord, in my heart. Rain, Master Jesus, rain." One of the most frustrating things you can experience, and which Jesus experienced, is lack of faith, unbelief. No matter what he did, they wouldn't believe him. In the first reading, you hear the words, "Denounce him, denounce him. Let's make away with him. Let's kill him." These were words against Jeremiah. He suffered rejection after all the good things he did. Have you ever suffered rejection? Jeremiah suffered rejection. Jesus suffered rejection. Yesterday, I talked about the story. They said to Jesus, "You're not yet 50, and you say to us, you know Abraham." And Jesus says, "Before Abraham, I am." And I said, I am is the name God said to the people. That's what you should call me. If you read Exodus chapter 3, verse 20, when Moses experienced God in the burning bush, the tree was burning, but the leaves were not burned. And God spoke to Moses. An encounter Moses never forgot. And Moses says to God, who do I tell the people has sent me? And God said, Eyeh Asher Eyeh. In Hebrew, Eyeh Asher Eyeh. I am. Tell them, my name is I am. The English translation is, I am that I am. And Jesus says in today's gospel, tell me the things I have done, the good things I have done. Is anything wrong with them? Do they not point to something greater? I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection. When he raised Lazarus, I am what? The living bread. I am. And all the I ams speaks to him being God. And they said, we are not stoning you because of the good things you have done, but because you say you are the Son of God. That is the reason why they crucified him. Because he said, I am the Son of God. So he suffered rejection. One thing you must remember, he never forces anyone to believe. In fact, the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who opens, I will come in and dine with him. It is the Lord who is at the door, still knocking on your heart. Are you going to open your door to him? He does not force anyone to repentance. He wouldn't. The message is clear. Remember this. Do not let rejection either distract you or define you. What you must do is to live your peace, your truth in peace. Your conviction, live it in peace. With time, your life will become its own proof. Do not let rejection define you. Do not let rejection distract you. Live your truth in peace. With time, your life will be its own proof. And which has been the case. The life of Jesus has been its own proof. So while he is knocking at your door, are you going to open your heart so he can let his spirit reign in your heart? When his spirit reigns in your heart, every rejection would not be painful. You would accept it and live your truth in peace. So once again, reign, Lord.